Hey there, welcome to season two of Let's Talk with Dysfunctional. I am your host, Jesus Figueroa, at Dysfunctional of Dysfunctional.com. And I know it's been a minute since I recorded an episode, but yeah, I've been going through a lot of stuff, and I'll discuss some of it as we go along. If you've listened to Bouncing Back with Kristen and Dysfunctional, I have talked about a couple of the things on there. So let's get on with this episode. I will try not to make it too long. As you can tell, there's a little bit of a difference. I am now doing video, and a video podcast is a little bit different. I think me on my own is a little bit boring. I am looking for a podcast co-host. Hopefully I get one soon. I've been talking to a couple of people. I'm sure one of them will step up and be my co-host. Let's get on with this episode. This episode, I'm going to chat a little bit about a new Instagram series I started called Jesus Rediscovers the World. It's about going out to eat with my friends as we are starting to come out of this pandemic stuff, looking for places to hang out. Of course, I'm still masked, double masked most of the times. And we still look for places where it's not too crowded. We are still socially distanced, and we are still very wary about the two variants that have popped out that are causing somewhat of a resurgence. So for those of you who can, 12 and over, please go get vaccinated. People are having serious illness from the new variants, and the people who are having the most being the most affected are the people who are unvaccinated. The Delta and Lambda variants have made mask mandates return, social distancing return, and a couple of other mandates that had been taken off but now are back. So for those of you who can, please go get vaccinated. It is important. It is a great tool to have in order for us to get back to a place of normalcy. I have been trying to stay healthy. I've been going to see a doctor. I've been keeping track of my weight, done blood work, started mental health. I am seeing a therapist. That's one of the things that has kept me from recording podcasts. Other than that, I'm trying to stay active. Like, that's one of the big things about going out with friends. Staying active, doing things which bring joy. Like, it's really difficult to have a positive outlook, especially for somebody like me who overthinks everything. But when I'm out with friends, it kind of changes things. It brings things into a little bit more of a perspective, a more positive perspective. It's not necessarily like completely like, oh, you know, I'm cured. That's not going to happen that easily, but I am being a little bit more joyful. Things are changing. I'm also working from the office, so I'm getting out a little bit more, getting a little bit more sunshine, which is not necessarily something I enjoy doing, but something that I am kind of forcing myself to do more and more. Being out there, talking to people, being a little bit more social. That's something else that I am going to start working with my therapist on, like trying to get myself to be more social. It's part of mental health. It's part of staying healthy. It's part of being a better person. So how often do you guys go out into the sun? Because I know while I was, while whole quarantine thing was going on, it was rare for me, very rare, maybe once a week, if that, maybe once every other week. I spent a lot of time watching movies, spent a lot of time playing video games, not very active, not very much in the sun. If you guys know me, if you've ever heard Mike talk to me on a podcast, you know I'm always in the dark. My room is pitch black. I have blackout curtains. Like, it is very rare to have me in the sun. But once again, trying, I'm very much trying in order to, better my mental health, in order to be a better person, in order to be just healthier in all around, in an all around sense. Healthiness is not just a physical thing. I do feel physically healthier now. I've, gotten all my tests done. Everything came out good. I've also, taken mental health evaluations and that didn't come out as good as I hoped, but I'm working on that. I hope you guys will too. Let me know if you guys recommend anything for depression or anxiety. I'm always looking for ways to improve on the on those things, on those aspects of my mental health. I do know that I'm not the best at handling things, so I'm working on bettering that aspect of myself. Also know that mental health is something we each experience differently. That's why I'm doing things with my therapist, and I'm also asking you guys for any advice you guys can have, because I am all for it. Anything that helps, I'm all for. Most of these discussions will start a little bit off more, a little bit more serious, and then get into the entertainment factor of things. As always, I'm always watching new stuff, always being invited to new events, always doing a bunch of new things. So I want to share that with you guys. First LEGO Leagues Robotics 2021 season is about to start. I am a assistant coach for that league, and I am looking forward to talking to you guys about some of that stuff. This year it's called Cargo Direct, I believe. And it's about transportation, so we will see what that is about in the days to come. They're about to release it. I'm excited. I know our kids are excited, or our students, not our kids. And we shall see more about that. Hopefully I get some people to talk to me about that. Some of our students, some of our parents, some of our coaches. We will see. Other than that, what's binge worthy? Other than that, what's binge worthy? As you can see, dysfunctional.com has gotten a makeover. It is a new layout. It is a fun layout. It is a clean layout. It is so much easier on the eyes. I really enjoyed it. It took a while to do, but it was time for a change. If you go on the side, we have the pick of the week, and those will change from week to week, and I will try to do my best to maintain those. For Netflix, I have three choices for you guys to binge watch just because there's stuff that I'm really looking forward to. The Walking Dead is coming back, and I am very much looking forward to that. I hope to be able to do a recap again. I'm catching up on The Walking Dead. If you want to catch up before the new season, catch it on Netflix. It's there. Second thing, season two of Never Have I Ever. I watched season one. I enjoyed season one. I thought it was cool. I thought it was somewhat original. I thought very relatable. And I hope that this continues to be a fantastic and heartfelt show, which really helped people connect with these different aspects of life. It's very much coming of age. It's from a woman's, well, a girl's perspective. And I hope you guys catch it. It is out now on Netflix, season two. Season one is also on there. So binge watch season one, binge watch season two, and catch up with that. Another show I really enjoyed was Atypical. And I can't believe it's on the fourth season. The fourth season is streaming now as well. If you haven't seen the show, it's about a teen on the autism spectrum whose life has changed when he seeks more independence. It's, season one through three are very emotional. There's a lot of that happens with the main character, and even more that happens with his family. So catch that. It is really good. I enjoyed it. I got really caught up in it. I had to binge watch season one when it came out, binge watch season two when it came out, binge watch season three, and I'm about to start season four. So watch along with me and hear my opinion on it as we go along. Next up, we have Hulu. I finally finished binge watching 10 seasons of Smallville in order to get caught up for whatever the animated continuation series happens, or whenever the animated continuation series happens. The final two seasons seem to lack the heart that was season one and season two. I mean, season one through eight, but nonetheless, we need to get through it all in order for us to really enjoy whatever this next animated season shall be. If you haven't seen Smallville, seasons 1 through 10 came out in 2000, I believe, and ended in 2010. Make sure to catch that on Hulu. The other thing I got to see again is Culture Shock from director Gigi Saul Guerrero, also known as La Muñeca de Terror. She's a fantastic director. That story is amazingly cool. It's different. It's captivating. It has a political message. It's very, for especially for somebody who is Hispanic, it's very captivating in this in that sense. That it's just all around a great film. It has a fantastic cast, which includes Guerrero and Marta Higadera and Richard Carvajal. So catch that on Hulu. Next up, Disney Plus. On Disney Plus, there is still Luca. Luca is still one of the films that I keep on watching with the nephews. It is Disney and Pixar's Luca. I just recently ended a contest where some people got to win a copy of Luca on digital. So check that one out. It's a fantastic story about two young sea monsters who come out of the sea to try and live what they would consider a normal life on Earth, in a little villa in Italy. So it's a fantastic little animated film. Check it out while you still can on Disney Plus. And I got to go see the a premiere of Cesar Millan's newest show, Cesar Millan, Better Human, Better Dog. And if you can't catch that on the National Geographic Channel, find it on Disney Plus every Wednesday. It's a great show which doesn't just tackle like how to train your dog, but how to be a better person, because pets can pick up on your own situation, whatever it is. And they're the best indicator of how healthy of a life you're living. It's the easiest way to figure out why a pet is acting the way they are. Next up, HBO Max. On HBO Max, of course, The Suicide Squad. Suicide Squad is actually a fantastic film. John Cena does an amazing job. If you haven't checked it out, check it out. Of course, we have Harley Quinn back. We have Idris Elba playing Bloodsport, which does an amazing job as well. We have Polka Dot Man, one of the most bizarre, well, not bizarre, just like underrated villains of the DC universe. It's a great movie. It has good action, it has good heart, has great storytelling. So if you get a chance, go watch that on HBO Max before it's gone. I also started watching DC's Titans, if you're excited for the new season, which I am, because Red Hood is in the show. No, not Red Hood. Red Mask guy. Jason Todd, he's on the show. Go watch the trailer. It is exciting, and I want to catch up before season three comes. So seasons one through one and two are on HBO Max, and I will be watching that before watching season three. They also have an amazing variety in anime, just like Hulu does. But if you want to watch Spirited Away, which is a very magical, mystical, awe-inspiring anime, a little bizarre, but one of my favorites nonetheless. Even though it is strange, it's beautiful and it's fantastic. So catch that on HBO Max. Music recommendations. I just got a chance to chat with alt goth metal singer and songwriter Mordian, whose single January Moon, which of course I got a chance to chat with her about, is out now, and it's the follow-up to her debut album, Romance in Disguise. She has a very lovely voice. It is hauntingly beautiful. It is not what you expect. It is not one of these screeching metal bands. It is very melodic. It is very beautiful. It is just jaw-droppingly good. So check out Mordian and her single January Moon. Also, this is a completely different take. Different end of the spectrum for me, but Happier Than Ever by Billie Eilish is out now, and it is a good album. She keeps on amazing me with just like the variety of music that she has put out. She's fantastic. I really enjoy the fact that she controls the narrative around her. She does not allow herself to be manipulated and perceived in any certain way. She controls that narrative. Plus, her music is good. This album is fantastic for those of you who enjoy Billie Eilish. This is a whole different side of her, which I feel you guys will all enjoy. So on a regular basis, I'm hoping to get some of you dysfunctional listeners to submit some questions for me to answer before my final message of the podcast. But for today, since I've been seeing a therapist, one of these questions that she asked me really stood out, which was, "What are my strengths?" And to me, it was a very difficult question to answer. Asking me about my weaknesses, and I can tell you a whole list of them. But when she asked me about my strengths, it took me a while. I was silent for a moment, and I've always looked for ways to improve. I think that's one of the strengths I used when I talked to her. But I don't really think about what I'm good at. Like, I'm very detrimental to myself. So, I quickly caught on to that when asked this question. And just the first things that popped into my head is the way I responded. So, me needing to improve. Like, I'm very much self-aware to the point where I know where my flaws are, and I know I need to do something to improve them, especially when it comes to how shy I am, how I don't talk, which is one of the reasons Mike the Movie Guy pushed me to be on podcast, to respond, to continue on doing what I need to do. So that's one of the things I use, the self-awareness to improve. Curiosity. I'm very curious. I ask a ton of questions. I enjoy just learning. Like, I by no means am scared of not knowing something and having to learn about it. And the last one I said, since I do know that I need to improve on stuff, it's wanting to improve as well. Not just like knowing that there's areas to improve. There's that need that I feel in or that I need to improve. That's another one of my strengths. So let me know what you feel your guys' strengths are, and let's discuss this a little further, because I'm sure all of you have strengths in what you guys do. And of course, we've gotten to the end of this. thank you very much for listening. And my final message of the podcast, I will read it because it's something that I really hope you guys take to heart. It took me a while to write this. It took me a while to get this right in the way I wanted to say it. So here it goes. As I've continued my journey in mental health, I've realized how broken this aspect of health is. Simone Biles, the Olympian Simone Biles, took control of her mental and physical health by withdrawing from the Tokyo Olympic Games. While I've read both support and belittling of her decision, why was her mental health allowed to get to that point? Was the thirst for a gold medal more important than the well-being of an incredible human? The answer is not easy to come to. My first mental health evaluation worried my doctor enough to strongly recommend seeing a therapist. Then, after further evaluation, the diagnosis was lessened and the choice to get help was left up to me. It did not get reduced to perfect mental health, but my mental health was not something the doctors felt was an urgent matter. When is it urgent? I'm sorry if this is triggering, but would it need to be would I need to be on a literal edge in order for it to be urgent? Would it need to be after sitting in a pool of my own blood? Why would it ever have to get to a point like that? Why not have a system where the help is preventative? I've taken it upon myself to find meditation techniques and apps which can help when things slip into that dark area. I'm glad that mental health conversations continue, and Simone Biles has given it a renewed spotlight. It's not something new, it's just something that it's not easy to talk about. And when I talk about it is about my own experience. I understand that each person goes through their own mental health struggles. They react differently. They get affected differently, and in such have to find different ways to feel better. If you can share your journey to get to getting through it, please do. Someone may hear what you say and get inspired to take their journey through it. If you want to contact me, the information is in the description. Follow me on social media, interact and or DM me. I try to answer everyone, and if you want to, leave me questions on here and I will answer them on the podcast. Once again, I am looking for a co-host. I have contacted people. I am hopeful that I will find a co-host. As always, remember, you are cared for and you are loved, and let's talk again soon. Remember to check out more of my stuff at dysfunctional.com. Follow me on social media at dysfunctional on Twitter and Instagram, dysfunctional LA on Facebook, dysfunctional on Snapchat. Check out more of my stuff on youtube.com/dysfunctional, and check out my gaming on twitch.com/dysfunctional. Thanks, guys, and I shall see you guys next time.